Blessings, and good morning. Blessings, and good morning. Good morning. I want to thank the Lord this morning for waking up another day, giving us another chance, and giving us this day to come together. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Well, I want to welcome you all to AJ Ministries House of Prophecy. I'm your host, AJC, and I'm going to see you through the day. Today is a beautiful day. We got some spring-like weather out there, and it seems like it's looking good. Look like we're going to have a nice day, a wonderful day. I don't care what the enemy says today, we're going to turn everything around that he started. He may have tried to do something bad. He may have tried to mess with your head. He may have tried to mess with your relationships or your family. But today, we're going to change stuff around. We're going to change stuff around because we know that we serve a God that can do all things but fail. We serve a God that's like no other God. We serve a God that's going to come to your rescue when nobody else going to come. We serve a God that's going to love you even when you ain't perfect, even when you ain't right, even when you ain't doing everything you need to be doing. God is a God of second chances. My God. Today. Amen. So today, I want to say to everybody out there on YouTube, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, wherever you might be seeing us from, today is your chance for a better day. Today is your chance to change. Today is your day to make God the life of your life, the love of your life. I tell you. See, sometimes we fail to understand it because we do certain things and we look certain ways and we act in a certain way that God won't take us back anyway, that God won't love us anyway, that God is not going to do the things that he said he would do. But I'm here to tell you today that God is going to do everything he said he'd do. God is going to do everything. He is not a man that can lie, nor the son of man, that he would not be give you the truth. See, but God is a God that believes in things. He has a format. He has an understanding. He has a place where he needs you to be at so he can give you what he needs to give you. He needs you to be in a certain frame of mind. You have to be in a certain place in your spirit. You have to be in a certain place in your life to receive the blessings of God. See, he just ain't going to give you $1 million and you can't handle 500. He ain't going to give you a house on the hill if you can't pay the bills. God has to put you in a position that you can receive what God has for you. See, we all want God to give us that brand new car. But if God gives you a brand new car and you can't afford the payments, what's the use of having that car? But then we want to sit around and we want to talk, well, I need a car. Yeah, but you didn't take care of that one. You didn't get an oil change. You wouldn't fix the tires. You barely cleaned it. You didn't take care of that car. So why would he give you another car or a better car? It may sound rough. It may sound bad, but that's the way of God. See, God want to give you the desires of your heart, but he also want to supply all your needs. See, you need a car, so he's going to give you a car that you can handle. He ain't going to give you a car just to say he gave you a car. He ain't going to do that. He'll give you a car that you can handle. Now if it means that you have that you can't handle a Mercedes or a Lexus, if you know you can't handle one, then he's going to give you an Escort, which is nothing wrong with Escorts. He's going to give you an Escort or a Hoopty, something that you can deal with. Now, it's our job as saints to be willing and understand where we are in life, to understand where we are in our relationships, to understand where we are with God. Because it's bad when you get on your knees and you pray for all these great things from God, but you ain't giving him nothing in return. It's hard when you're praying to God and you expecting all this stuff for God, but then you ain't giving nothing back. Let me break it down a little clearer. So say if you're in a relationship. You're in a relationship, and the man or woman that you got having a relationship with, you just love them to death. You just love them to death. I mean, you just love them. Now, what type of relationship would that be if she started giving you, but you ain't giving nothing back to her? She cooking your food, cleaning your clothes, taking care of your kids, but you're not even going out to get a job. You're not trying to provide or protect her. You're just sitting back letting her do everything and expecting it. And when she don't do it, you get mad at her. Or vice versa. If he out there, he working himself to death, and he bringing home the bacon and frying up in a pan, but you can't even take care of the finances that's coming into the house. You sitting back, spending every penny you see. You sitting back doing whatever you want to do, partying like it's 1999. But you're expecting him to do everything. And see, that's how God is when God's talking to you. God is looking at you and he's saying to you, I want to give you these things. I want to make your life better. I want to change your life around. But I can't, because if I give you these things, you're going to squander them. If I give you these things, you're going to break it. If I give you these things, you're not going to respect it. And I'm not just talking to you, the regular person or the everyday spirit-walking person. I'm talking to leaders, too. Because in Romans, it tells us we are circumcision is an outside action of an inward change. If your inside ain't circumcised, then I don't care how much you cut off, it ain't going to make a difference. It ain't going to make a difference. Amen? Amen. So today, I want to talk to somebody. I'm going to pray with somebody today to talk to you about the change in you. Because you've been looking for a lot of things. You've been asking for a lot of stuff. You've been saying to yourself, God, when is my chance? When is my turn coming? Well, God is saying right now that your turn is now. Your turn is here right now. And all you got to do is come to a point that you believe in what God is telling you, what God is showing you, what God wants for you. See, the thing is that if you're talking about how much you love God and how much God doing for you, how much that God did for you, oh, God this and God that. But if God did all those things for you, then the question I have is, what have you done for God? If God did so many things for you, what have you done for God? See, because you professing that he moved this mountain and he stopped this rain or he healed this one. But what have you done for God? And compared to how long you've been saved, what have you done different from God than you did when you first got started? See, I know this wasn't what you was thinking about when you woke up this morning. This wasn't what you thought you was going to come into when you got up this morning. This wasn't what you expected when you heard seen prayer. Let's pray together. But see, I have an obligation to God. I have an obligation to God to tell you the truth. To tell you the truth. If I sit here and tell you that God going to give you all this stuff just for being you, I will be lying to you. And your heart, your soul will be condemned to death. Why? Because I didn't tell you the truth. I told you what you need, what you wanted to hear. I told you what tickled your fancy. I told you something to make you happy. But it didn't set you free. It didn't lift your life up. It didn't change you from where you was at. All it did was lay there. It laid there and it sat there. And it stayed there. And all it did was sit there and falter all over. But God wants you to be changed today. God wants you to understand that in changing you, he lifts you up. In changing you, he changes your mind. In changing you, he gives you a better way. And the only way you can have a better way is to know that the things that you do, the things that you will do, the things that you have done, were all orchestrated by God. So today, we want to take this moment and we want to realize that regardless of all the things you've done, all the things that have come into your life, all the things that have happened through you or to you in your life, we believe as our faith in God that if you accept God, he'll change it all. If you accept God, he'll make it all new. If you accept God, he'll pour out the blessings from heaven on your life. So today, we're going to pray. Today, we're going to understand. Today, we're going to love on one another. And we're going to do it not because of some really holy reason, but we're going to do it all because we love God. How about we do that? How about we do it all because we love God? Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, today we come before you, God, in humble admiration, believing that, Lord, you are he that has given us another chance. You are he that has taken time out of his busy schedule to join us today, to touch our minds, to touch our souls, to fill our spirits with your joy. Lord, it's you, God, who woke us up this morning, who started us on our way, who gave us the activity of our limbs. It's you, God, that gives us breath in our lungs, sight to see and heals our body. It's you, God, that puts a roof over our head, food to eat, and clothes on our back. It's you, God, that gave us a job to go to, money to spend, and a life that we can be proud of. God, today we come to you, Lord God, standing in the need of a manifestation. We stand today, God, believing that it's you, God, that can bring those things that we speak into the light. My God, today, God, we believe that it's you, Lord, that can change our lives, that can change our very beings, they can bring us to a place of joy. See, God, I believe today that everybody under the sound of my voice can be set free and delivered today, God. Everybody under the sound of my voice can be made whole again, God. Everybody under the sound of my voice can have new life waiting in for them, God. Today, God, I say to you right now, touch everyone under the sound of my voice, everyone that will see this broadcast, everyone that will hear this broadcast, touch them in the place that they need to be touched. Lord, if they need healing in their body, Lord God, I ask you right now to touch their bodies. Lord, if they need healing in their spirits, God, I ask you right now to heal their spirits. Lord, if they need healing in their minds, God, I ask you right now to heal the mind, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask you right now, if they have a broken heart, Lord God, heal that broken heart in the name of Jesus. Touch them right now, Lord God, wherever they may be, Lord God. For we believe today, God, that every declaration, every proclamation that proceeds from our mouth, God, shall be heard by you. We believe that everything we bind up on earth shall be bound in heaven. Everything we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, today, God, we stand on your word. For you said, you came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So, Lord, today, we know that the first thing we need to do and submit our lives over to you, God. Submit our lives over to you, God. In the name of Jesus. For you, God, are the God of love. You are the God of hope. You are the God of wondrous works. For you, God, are the God that has delivered us from many things, from all hurt, harm, and danger, from fear and unrest, from pain and hurt, God. You are a God that we love. You are a God that we worship. You are the God that daily we stand and believe in Without you, God, there be no us. Without you, God, there be no life. For you, without you, God, there be no help. And Lord, today in these trying times, in these uncertain situations, in these times of manipulation and mayhem around the world, you are the God of a second chance. You are the God that has been there for us when we couldn't be there for ourselves. You was there, God, when pains of our tomorrows, fears of our past, delusions of grandeur. You are he that stood in the gap. You are he that stood in the place that allowed us to see a new life, that allowed us a chance, that allowed us to not cry again. So today as we stand before you, broken, sitting in our own mess, not understanding the hurts and pains that we have and why they come against us, we sit here, God, with our head lifted up to you. Father God, we ask right now, Lord God, that you come into our lives, that you cleanse us of any unrighteousness. And we believe today, God, that you gave your son for us on Calvary, that he gave his life for our sins, and that he rose in 3 days with all power in his hand. Lord, we believe that you're the lover of our lives, the giver and the flow from our blood. But most of all, God, we believe that you can do anything but fail. So, Father God, wonderful counselor, Prince of Peace, we call on you right now to fix that which we broke. We call on you right now to fix that which was torn apart. We call upon you right now to fix that which we cast away. Not for our sake, but for your glory, God. For our God, come into our minds to help us see our wrongs so we may correct them. Come into our hearts so we may see the pain we've caused so that we may correct it. Come into our mouths, Lord God, and cleanse us of any dirty and filthy thing. For you are El Shaddai. You are Yahweh. You are Elohim. You are a friend that comes to us late in the midnight hour when tears rolling down our face, disillusions in our minds, distress in our hearts. Lord, you come to us with a hand of kindness, a world of comfort, and a place of peace. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I ask you right now to help us. Help us become better mothers, better fathers, sisters and brothers, but better lovers of mankind. Father God, bind up the hatred in the hearts of your people. bind up the hatred and the actions of your people. Teach us a better way, God. Lord, today I speak to everyone under the sound of my voice. You shall recover all. You shall have a new beginning. You shall have life and have it more abundantly. You shall be ahead and not beneath. You shall be a conqueror, victorious. Oh, God. Today, Lord, I speak to those under the sounds of my voice with all honesty and humility. If you believe it's time for a change, take this day and make the change. Take this day and make it your change. That you can look back in history and say, today I got a touch. Today I found my way. Today I changed. I need you to understand today that God is a God that will forgive all your past. Today is the day that God can renew your strength. Today is the day that God can change your destiny. Today, God needs you to want to make that change. God needs you to want to make that distinction. God needs you to want to make that a goal. He didn't want to give you something just because everybody else got it. He want to give you something for you. He want to give you something for you. Something that can help you live. Something that can give you life. Something that can show you a better way. God wants to give you something for you. See, right now, I'm just a man. But God can give you the way, for he's the truth and the light. And today, I stand on the promises of God that you shall stand in his light, walk in his way, and be the man or woman that you would have him to be. Your body is not your key. Your intellect is not the key. Your money is not the key. The key today is right here. Your heart. Give your heart to God. You've tried everybody else. You tried everything else. Give your heart to God today. And watch God make a change in you. I want to thank everybody that came to visit me from Blog Talk Radio. I want to thank everybody that's going to see this broadcast on YouTube or Facebook or anything else. And I encourage you to take a moment out of your day and spend some time with God. Let him know that you love him. Let him know that you need him. Let him know that you believe and trust in him. And if you get a chance, come by one of our sites. Come by the website. Come by Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, any of them. If you need a word, leave us a message. If you heard something in this message, share it with somebody. If you need anything, reach out to us. Let us help you. The number's in the description. Email us. Share and follow. I'm your host, AJC. And as always, AJ Ministries, I love you. I pray daily for you. And hope to see you again next time. Be blessed.